A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Google app, you say?
So wait, let me figure out how I did it. Because I saw an ad for it, and then I tried it, and it fucking worked.
In the app.
The Google app.
You just
see
into the app.
You just, yeah, you press the microphone button, and and then there's a little option there that comes up saying search for a song. Do you see that? It might just maybe just be Australia. Because the ad I saw was Australian.
Search microphone.
Yep. And then
search a song.
Yeah. And now you sing the song.
What is happening?
Oh, it found it.
It fucking found it. What's the song?
See that?
Hmm.
Yeah, there we go. It's a good song. But yeah, I couldn't tell you a lyric.
Chorus. I want to hear the chorus. All right, I'm glad you got that ego.
Oh, my God. All right, well, should we start the show?
Can we help you, your favorite non-professional advice podcast? I am Sasha.
I'd be very surprised if we can help you, to be honest.
We can't help ourselves. We've just spent half an hour trying to figure out how to fix Sasha's internet.
But there's nothing wrong. Hang on. Just wait. Okay, let's get the pleasantries out of the way.
Okay.
I'm Jax.
Thank you.
I am Franco.
Yes, together every few days we sit down and we throw your listeners around Ronnie's. Your listeners.
What? Throw you around.
Hey, that'd be fun. We should do a listener event where we like get people and we harness them up and we just throw them around like discuses or javelins or something.
This guy. We don't throw around, listeners. We love you. We throw your questions around and ask, can we help you with that? Yes. For some reason, we just cannot figure out why my internet is fucked because it's fast and it's doing all the right things and we restarted and refreshed and done all this. It's taken us half an hour to get to this point. So apologies if I'm at least a little rattled because we sit down, we like have a little gas bag and I'm like, all right, let's go. And then just false start after false
that's
start.
That's when it fucks up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when it screws
it
up.
Only screws up when we decide to record. Other than that, it's fine.
Yeah.
I think the only solution left is for you to sell your house.
You do need to move back, Sash.
Yeah, move back. It was better before.
Too bad. We're just going to have to either make it work or quit. That's where we're at.
Oh, shit.
We just have to record on other nondescript video platforms and, you know, hope for the best. Look, enough about us. I'm putting my serious hat on because we need to sit down. We're going to have a sit down with our listeners right now. Everyone pulling up a chair? You sitting down? Got your cup of tea?
I was already sitting down. Okay. I'm sitting down
just
right
making
now.
Sure. Franco, okay. You're not standing at your desk, are you? With your famous
no,
standing
I was
desk?
Actually, I wanted to I'm going to start standing soon, but I'll sit for now.
Don't you dare yet, okay?
If we had a red table that we were all sitting at, we could call this Red Table Talks or something like that.
Yeah, because that doesn't exist.
I actually don't get that reference, but I agree with you. And if the table was purple, it would be Purple Table Talks.
All right, enough jokes. We need your questions, Ronnies. We're running low. Lots of you paid your tax to start the year off right. And we so appreciate that. You did a great job. We've had some absolutely cracking questions come through, but we need some more because without you, Ronnie, this podcast doesn't exist because we couldn't fill an hour every week without your content. That's you listening. You guys drive the show. Without you, we would be nothing. So
we'd be destitute and on the street, even though we already are, but you know what I'm saying.
So a reminder, please, if you haven't sent in a question before or maybe ever, wait, that's the same thing. If you haven't sent in a question before or maybe in a long time, please send one through.
Pay your listener tax.
Pay your taxes. I'm going to start.
You are breaking the law by not sending in a question. I do need to remind you all.
Correct.
We need your help. Anyone seen Galaxy Quest? I feel like the aliens in Galaxy
You're
Quest.
You're full of references today, aren't you?
I don't know what Galaxy Quest is.
Before the internet started fucking up, Jack spent 10 minutes trying to figure out a song that was in his head.
Yeah, I'm actually going to put it. You will have heard a little bit of that at the start of the episode.
Oh, good. I was hoping you were going to include that.
Yeah. That was
because
that
we
was
were
hell.
Recording. Stop distracting the Ronnies. We need to give them where they can send their listener tax. Send your questions, anything. I mean anything. It can be the smallest, most insignificant feeling item that you wanted us to discuss. It can be the biggest problem you've ever faced. We will tackle every question. We will give you recipe advice. We talk about food. We talk about trees. We talk about friendships.
We talk trees. About food.
We talk about
and
songs.
We talk about trees. Sash can look at out the window and just see.
Actually, you know what? Trees. It's a good. The thing from the top of the episode is a good example of. So, I mean, what you wouldn't have heard is the bit before that, where Franco helped me with a method to find the song that was stuck in my head, and then you heard me sing it into the. And if Google were listening, someone from Google Marketing, and wanted to sponsor us because of how good of an ad that is for their song searching machine, I think they should.
That was actually would have been a very good ad.
It doesn't have to be when I say relate, it doesn't have to be like, oh, like I need to tell my friend that her partner's cheating on her, or oh, you know, my mum and I had a falling out. How do we become closer? You could ask us for practical advice. What is the best way to find a great mechanic? We'll figure it out for you. We'll tell you. I'm talking every little, your everyday foibles we will talk about and we will make it interesting.
Foibles, yeah. What a word. Yeah. I was thinking about this the other day actually in terms of mechanics and things like that. And you know, because I saw actually a, was it a mechanic or something that had, it was called like A3 or AAA mechanics. And I was like, there are so many like businesses like that are called like AAA mechanics or A mechanics or A car, whatever. And the only reason they're called that is because 25 years ago it would have put them at the top of the phone book.
Yeah, yeah.
And now it's so redundant. It's like, why is it called AAA?
But now it is still kind of a good sign. Like my first piece of advice when looking for a mechanic, especially like around where I live, is look for a phone number with 6 digits because it means they've been in business forever.
Yeah, true.
But yeah, then,
and that's a good sign.
What if the mechanic's really old and he's been doing it for so long?
He doesn't know modern cars.
My mechanic is probably 75 years old and he's amazing.
I love my mechanic. It's my dad's best friend. And I love that I have a mechanic I can go to that I can trust because that is such a problem. And not just for women, for everyone. Anyone who doesn't know cars, they can smell that on you from a mile away.
It does help if you're a man, though, because I don't know what it is. It's just something about that if you're a woman, you're automatically – and if you're a man, like I went to – we had a, you know, someone – I talked about it on the podcast. We had someone hit the side of our car at a shopping center and just go on to – any of those mechanics, and it's like as soon as you're a man, they're like, they assume you know something about cars, and I'm like, I haven't got a fucking clue.
Yeah,
like the guy, like I'm walking through, and the guy's like, yeah, you know, if it didn't break the paint, then you know maybe we can do it with a PDR, and I'm like, yeah, I was thinking maybe we could do the PDR, but I just wasn't sure. Like I wasn't sure if it would work or not. And he's like, yeah, man, let's have a look, and we might be able to do it. And I was like,
oh my god, have you seen those TikTok trends where it's the daughter? And they go to their dad and they go, Dad, I had to take my car to the mechanic today. And they go, oh, yeah, what for? And she goes, oh, you know, just a regular check. They, you know, checked my oil and they said I needed premium air in my tires. And the dad's like, what? And she's like, yeah, premium air. Like it was supposed to be like upgraded air that they pump into your tires. It costs like $300 more, but like they said it was really worth it. And the dad just flips out. He's like, whoa, how could you do that? That's a fun.
They would do that though.
Yeah.
Oh, who would do that?
That's what everyone's scared of though. Like you're right.
Mechanics, they were trying to upsell people.
It might not be premium air.
That's what they do. And I think it's bad form.
Anyway, all that is a roundabout way of saying send us your fucking questions, pay your listener tax at Can We Help You Podcast on socials. You can email us canwehelpyoupodcast@gmail.com or head to our website, fill out the form, canwehelpyoupodcast.com. And that is my serious hat off. Now we can have fun again. Yay. Okay.
Franco, before you joined, Franco said he had something to share today, which is exciting because Franco rarely has things to share.
Well, here's an example of, you know, a way that we can help you. A fun little hack that I've found that's been helping me. And I just thought I'd share it with you guys because...
Oh, God.
Because
I'm sorry I said anything.
Yeah, I know.
Is it going to be about cameras or like...
No, shit. It's not. It's not at all.
Here we go. Yep.
I have been, obviously, as you are both very well aware, I've been coming to this office every day and I've been trying to do work and mm-hmm. I'm the sort of person who gets distracted easily. You mm-hmm. might not know that. Oh, I know that we did work really? Together and we did shoot Nerf guns at each other while we were trying to work.
Oh, wait, just quickly, do you remember the... I don't know if Sashi were there. Do you remember the gong?
Oh, my God, the gong.
I don't think I was there for the gong.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's exactly what it sounds like. It was just
very
good.
We had a very tiny gong
hanging from a string that you would go up behind someone who's working or had headphones on, and you'd just slam the gong.
Smash
right
the
behind.
Gong.
Oh, well, that didn't last long because I came in about nine months into the show. So,
well,
I think we had to self-confiscate it because it was
What the problem with where we used to work is that we were up on this like elevated platform and there was no door. And I used to complain and I used to say, you know what, we need a door. But there was no door. It was all open office, open plan office, guys. And before 9 o'clock, that was not an issue because no one else was there. But after 9 o'clock, the building would fill up down the little platform and so there'd be salespeople in serious meetings and we'd be up there on the gong and laughing and talking shit and
literally
and
making the maximum amount of noise.
And we used to get so many complaints and so I don't think that we self-confiscated. I think someone went, I'm taking this gong. Yeah,
someone
so that
probably
it can stop
came in the afternoon once we were all gone and just,
Anyway, what's your hack?
Okay, so I've been struggling with focusing and I found this website for people like me who need a little mm-hmm. boost and need a little kick focusing and I feel like it's so perfect for me. It works so well for me and I think you guys are going to hate it. I just need to know if I'm normal here.
Okay.
Here we go.
So the website's called FocusMate.
FocusMate!
And what it does is you book in a meeting, you book in like a time and it pairs you up with someone. And you get on this video call.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And
what
you do is you say hello to them. You ask where they're from or whatever. You ask them what they're focusing on at the moment. And you tell them what you're focusing on. And you have a chat about that for just a minute or two. And then you both turn your mics off and you just work while you're on the call.
Do you look at each other?
No, you look at what you're working at. You can have them open in a tab or a window.
So
the whole idea is that because they're there, like you obviously can't just put your feet up and get on your phone or whatever. You're there to do the work and you're in a bit of like a virtual co-working situation.
I mean, look, if
and
it's
then,
working
and then, like,
for
the,
you.
The thing goes for there's different settings, like 25 or 50 minutes or whatever. And at the end, there's a little buzzer that goes off. You tell them what you achieved and you say, have a good day, and then you hang up.
That is... the most bizarre thing
ever. It's
so
cute.
Strange. I know it's so bizarre, but it works really well.
What happens
for
if you turn your camera off?
You're not meant to turn your camera off. There's rules.
There's rules. What are the other rules?
Well, the rules are like obviously don't chat too much. You've got to have your mic off while you're in the working period.
What if you get hit by a moment of inspiration? You want to talk to the other person about it?
You better hope that they're open to that because I guess they'll report you or block you or whatever if they don't like it.
Okay, yep, don't brainstorm with the other people.
Can I ask, what sort of people have you been like matched up to? What sort of work do they do? Is it lots of creatives?
I'm very new to it. I've only done it a couple times. So, for example, like I come from home each morning to get to the office at a certain time and I wanted to be in the office by 10 o'clock this morning, which for me is early. I know, Sash, that 10 o'clock is the end of your day. But I wanted to make sure I was in here by 10 o'clock. So what I did is I booked a meeting for 10 o'clock and then I had to get my morning organized and I was in here at the right time. And it was a guy in Perth who was doing exactly the same thing, just wanted to be up and working by a certain time. And he was just a guy in Perth who was an accountant or a bookkeeper or something. We chatted for a minute and then we just muted and woke up / worked.
I mean, look, if that's something that you struggle with and you find that it's helping you, I mean, and if you're listening to this, Ronnie, and going, I too struggle to like knuckle down. I can imagine working from home would
you might get matched with Franco.
You could get matched with me. Imagine that.
Imagine that. This is not an ad as well, by the way. I don't know if that's worth
mentioning. I'm not even
going
to repeat the name of the website. You're going to have to go back.
I wish it were an ad.
And
I wish it were. If it were an ad, then maybe we could like actually understand it. But it's not, so I'm very confused by it. Anyway.
I am a user of this service and I do not understand it, but it works. Okay.
Well,
how do they make money? Do you have to pay?
So you get a certain amount of meetings for free per week, and then if you want more, you can pay.
So you pay, right, if you need a certain amount of meetings, you pay to get on a meeting with someone and go, g'day, and that's it.
It's not just g'day. You tell them what you're doing,
g'day, I'm working on my paper today. All right, see ya. I mean, not see ya. Turn your mic off, but let's look at each other weirdly, like you but also say, not look at each other
right,
for the next hour.
That sounds good. And then you say, let's get into it. And then you mute your mic and then you get into it.
Is this a cult? Are you part
it
of a cult?
It feels like
now?
A cult. Oh, my
cult-y.
God, it feels like a cult.
Yeah, that sounds cult.
Well,
cult-y.
In all honesty, I've Googled it and I've tried to like look online and look on Reddit and stuff for what people are saying about it. I'm 99% sure I've got undiagnosed ADHD because it comes up a lot in ADHD like things.
There you
go. I guess that's probably it. It's just that like, if you could call that a cult, if I have it, I don't have a problem being known as, you know, the guy in the weird, hello, how you going, let's get to work cult.
What do you say at the end? Or do you say, okay, I did what I did, see ya?
Well, there's a buzzer that goes off, there's an alarm, and then you unmute yourselves.
Yep.
And then, you go, how did you go? And they tell you what they did. And then you say what you did and what you achieved. And then you say, well done. Well, see ya.
Is it the idea that you're like accountable to someone? Is that
it
the
is
point?
Accountability. Yeah. There are people who prefer to, and I haven't had any people like this, but I've just seen like there are people who prefer to share their screens with you so that.
What?
So that they're held accountable. Like they have to be working. They can't be watching YouTube videos or whatever.
Wow. I mean, I don't really have that. I find I work great in like little bursts or the alternative is where I like I'm laser focused and all I can think of, like I'm on a roll and I'm just like, gah.
That's how I work. I have to work for an extended period of time and I hate any interruptions. And so I'll work for 2 or 3 or 4 hours and
so
then I'll
working
stop and then I'll take
Kiss
a long break.
Was just absolutely your worst nightmare then is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's why I got so much done when I was working from home.
Yeah.
So it was just like down, done, and then finished. What I should have done is the problem with working anyway, let's not talk too much about where we used to work. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, we've done it a bit the last couple of podcasts.
Yeah. We have mentioned it quite a bit, yeah.
Franco, thank you for sharing your tip. It's time.
I hope that helps someone out
there.
Don't
share your tip.
Oh, there it is.
Let's. Okay. You know what's good about where we're recording? Jax cannot play his creepy sex music.
But I can put it in afterwards.
No, you're banned.
God, there's no stopping him, is there?
All right, let's get into a question.
Okay.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Okay, I have a lovely little old question here from a lovely little old Ronnie.
Hello, little old Ronnie.
Hello, little who's gotten lovely in touch? Old Ronnie.
Actually, I think little old Ronnie is from little old UK.
Aww.
Ronnie's gotten in touch via the Can We Help You podcast website, canwehelpyoupodcast.com.
Yes.
And of course, as we mentioned at the top of the episode, if you haven't sent through any question yet, please do so yourself. Go to canwehelpyoupodcast.com and go to the little form there, or just send us a message on the old socials.
Oh my God, spit it out.
And if you don't, we will find you and we will catch you.
And we will force we will do you. Something no, too. We will force you to ask us questions.
Yes.
Well, that could be
fun. You must.
Do that as a listener.
You must ask us questions.
Okay. Ask a question. All right. Ronnie writes, hey, guys, love the potty. Fellow McFly fan here. So this is why I think Ronnie might be from London. Hope to see you at the 20-year anniversary. Oh, my God. They're doing a concert.
Who would go to the 20-year anniversary?
Quickly clarify. McFly is a band that is Jax's favorite band, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And only never, Jax is really aware of them.
I've never heard of them.
Ronnie knows who they are.
I've never heard of them outside of Jax talking about them. So.
Oh, my God. Come on. Get educated. Come to the concert. We can all go. Maybe we could do it. Anyway. Ronnie writes.
The question is not about McFly, is it?
No. Ronnie writes, my question is, I've lived in a flat for 9 years and the carpet's a bit worn down. I'm not sure whether I should look at changing this to something a bit different. If I do, it will be a hassle to move everything around and make sure it fits in. Should I instead spend the money on a trip to Europe? And if so, any advice on a long weekend trip somewhere in Europe? Can you please let me know what I should do?
Hang
love
on.
From Ronnie.
So wait a minute. So Ronnie, who is maybe in the UK and lives in a flat, wherever that's the local word of...
I think that's the UK. London.
Wants to either... rip up their carpet or go to Europe.
Yeah. Change their worn carpet and maybe move some things around so it fit. I don't know why things wouldn't fit, Ronnie, if you just report. Anyway.
But also, if they are in the UK, you're in Europe. Like,
yeah,
you can just drive to France from there, right?
But that's the point.
You can take the train.
No, I don't know. Yeah. But they also said a long weekend trip. Which makes
well, that's the
definitely
thing. I guess if you're
in Europe,
yeah, if you're in London and it costs like $2,000 to change your carpet, $2,000 is a pretty good long weekend trip in Europe.
Nice,
I would have thought
a nice hotel, and yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
All right. Look, I am all for traveling. You can save up if you've got the bug, if you've got the itch to go and have a little holiday, go have a holiday. If you can afford it, go do it. Like, it's just a no-brainer to me. You never regret travel. I don't think you'd regret replacing your car. As long as you're not renting, Ronnie. If this is yours, then absolutely.
It sounds like it's Ronnie's place.
Don't
like
replace
it would be weird to replace carpet in a rental.
Yeah, if you're in a rental, you're not replacing the bloody
carpet.
But
especially there are certain countries in Europe where you can get like 30-year leases and they essentially let you treat the house like your own, which is how it should be.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
As long as you're a good tenant, which most people are. Yeah, I don't think you'd ever regret going on a holiday over replacing your carpet.
I agree. However, the fact that Ronnie opened with, should I replace my car? So Ronnie, the very first thing Ronnie says is, I've been in my flat for 9 years and the carpet's a bit worn down, so should I change it or go on a trip? The fact that you're preoccupied and you haven't just thought, why would I change the carpet when I can spend the money on a trip? The fact that you've been in there 9 years and you're like, should I change the carpet? I'm thinking maybe carpet's the go here, because you change a carpet, you're set for at least another 9 years and you can do so many long weekends in Europe in that 9 years.
Are you saying that you think maybe Ronnie is the kind of person who would get joy out of new carpet in the
yes.
flat?
Yeah,
yes.
Probably.
Right. I don't mean that as a criticism. I'm just saying you seem to be quite concerned about the carpet that's a bit worn down. I think if you change that carpet to something
great.
We
really need to define a bit worn down, because that feels like not really a reason to change carpet to me.
It might be threadbare. It might be, you know, like, when it's like...
Yeah. Full of holes, for example, would be a reason to change carpet.
If it's threadbare and full of holes and you get new, like, plush, like, comfy carpet, imagine that. Like, that's not just, like, a weekend away. That's, like, every day for, like, the next 10 years, how comfy your feet will be.
You'll never need to wear socks ever, Ronnie.
Ever.
My parents got really nice carpet when they did their renos at their place. And, oh, my God, there is something amazing about beautiful carpet. Like, it is just...
You don't realize, like, if you've been in a place for a while, like, my parents, there was like they had some flooding and then they ripped up because there was flooding, they had to get new carpet in. And so there was parts of the house that had the old carpet and parts of the house that had the brand new carpet. And the difference between the two, it was like,
yeah,
it was like
you just
a different
that
house.
End of the house.
Oh, the new carpet's like, oh, it's like a cushion for your feet. The old carpet's like, it's like gravel. But the new carpet is like,
it's a gravel.
Gravel. Well, where would you? So, so Jax, you're voting for new carpet.
I think, by the sounds of it, Ronnie, and I don't mean to make any assumptions about you and the kind of person you are, but I reckon you're going to get joy out of having new carpet, and I think that you can go. You're in London already. You're in basically, as Franco said, you're already basically in Europe. You can take a train trip to France. There are so many long weekends in Europe that you're going to be able to do for the rest of your life. If you skip one this year, change your carpet, that's going to keep you happy for so long. And then, you know, do Europe next year or do Europe later in the year or do Europe when you can save up a bit more money.
Yeah, fair. All right. Well, then what would you guys, if you guys could go and speak, let's talk for ourselves. You have,
yes,
let's say 4 days to go to Europe and travels for us coming from, well, Jax, obviously you're coming from America.
So we're not talking about a 20-hour flight,
no,
though,
are we? We're in London just like Ronnie is. I love how we assume London. They could live in Birmingham or where else
Manchester.
Do I know? Manchester, Newcastle. I'm re-watching Geordie Shore at the moment. That's fun.
They could be in Ireland or Scotland, I guess.
They could be anywhere.
Glasgow.
Edinburgh. Where would you guys choose to spend a long weekend in Europe?
Well,
a long weekend.
It depends what kind of weekend you want. Like, you could do a nice weekend at in Italy, eating food and drinking and that sort of thing. Or you could go and do a party weekend in Greece or Amsterdam or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, that's not what I'm asking.
Of course,
you want. Everyone knows you, Jax. I'm telling you right now.
Yep.
You've got this coming weekend in Europe.
Yep. Oh, okay.
Pick now. Where are you going? What are you doing?
I'm probably going to Italy. I'm too old to party, so I'm probably going to Italy and eating some delicious food.
But where in Italy?
Where in Italy? I don't know.
Great. Thanks. Sure. Such a help.
Yeah.
Franco?
If it was this weekend, and this is what you're saying, and I wasn't the sort of person who had already been to these countries and didn't already know my favorite spots, I'd probably start with like a smaller town somewhere in Italy or France. Somewhere that has like a really well-rated restaurant, but there's not like, it's not really touristy or anything like that. That's where I'd probably start.
Okay.
Oh, you just know where I'm going? Weekend. I'm going to Monaco.
Are you?
Monaco's good.
Right. Yeah. I have friends who just got back from Monaco and they said it was shit.
Really? I've never been.
Said it was boring.
I mean, I feel like it's good if you have stupid amounts of money.
Well, see, here's the thing. If you live in London and you're going for 4 nights, you don't need stupid amounts of money. You just need enough for 4 nights.
To be in Monaco, though, like you need like a yacht to enjoy it.
Or a really
could
nice
I
car.
Stow away on someone's yacht?
No.
Well, you could make friends with people, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Go make friends with a yacht owner, Ronnie.
Based on purely me, because I regret not being able to get there on our last trip, I would go to Portugal and spend the long weekend in Lisbon and eat Portuguese tarts and check out the beautiful architecture and just hang out in Lisbon for a long weekend, I reckon.
That actually sounds perfect.
Doesn't it? I just want Portuguese tarts forever and ever. Mm. Oh, my God. There was this great place I found in Melbourne, in Camberwell of all places, that did these amazing Portuguese tarts. I'm yet to find a better one. If anyone has any recos in Sydney, hit me up. And I mean, yeah, Portuguese tarts, not egg custard tarts. I want a Portuguese tart. Oh, fuck me up. Anyway.
Oh, Jesus. All
right. That's where I'd go.
Wow. I've never heard that passion Portuguese from Stash before.
Actually, I think they're a thing. Aren't they a bit viral now after that Poor Things movie? Portuguese tarts.
Oh my God. That movie was so good. I loved that
great movie.
I don't even remember that reference, but yeah. Oh yeah. Maybe. She goes and she eats them and she's like, oh my God, these are amazing.
These are amazing. Yeah.
They are amazing.
Portuguese tarts. I mean, they're so
good.
I think
I want to try making them, but I think it's hard. That pastry looks intense.
Maybe we could do a can we help you live stream on making Portuguese tarts?
Maybe.
I mean, we just said that we don't know how to do it, but sure.
We could try. I think what I would like to do, actually, if I only had 4 days in Europe, I'd like to go, I think you said Finland, where you can go and you can go in those domes that are under the ice and watch the northern lights.
Yeah, beautiful.
That's what I want.
Yeah. There's so much you can do in 4 days in Europe.
Oh, my God.
Especially if you're in London, you're like an hour's trip away.
Yeah.
All right, Ronnie. Well, there you go. Maybe fix your carpet. Maybe go to Lisbon for the weekend. That is, I just think you'll never regret traveling. If it's something you're tossing up, go have a life experience.
I think if you've never been the kind of person to go for a little weekend away, maybe do that. I feel like it sounds like Ronnie maybe just hasn't gotten out of the country in a long time.
I've got the best of both worlds. Replace your carpet and buy yourself a pack of Portuguese tarts.
Oh, yeah. Have a little European weekend at home on your new carpet. Eat on the floor. Just don't spill anything on it.
Portugal, known for great carpets, as we know.
Don't know. Couldn't tell you.
Try a Portuguese carpet. You never know. Where's the rugs from? Anyway, doesn't matter. Good luck, Ronnie. Let us know what you do, what you decide on.
Where is rugs from?
All right, that is it for another episode. Thank you so much for listening. A reminder, please send your questions through on social media, send us an email, or hit up our website, canwehelpyoupodcast.com, and fill out the form.
We should get a voicemail service that people can call and leave their questions.
Oh, yeah, that's a bit of fun.
That's actually a great idea that I've just had. I'm going to look into that.
Okay, look into it. I think that's fun.
Commercial radio of you, but I don't mind it.
Who cares?
And then they could play it out. We could play it out in the podcast.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God. This is a great idea. All right.
All right. Well, we'll be back in a couple of days. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. Okay.
Bye.
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 Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.